I think the American people and the gentleman running for president will have to early on focus on education more than we have seen in the campaign so far. America has a terrible educational problem in the sense that we have too many youngsters not finishing school.
That's General Colin Powell, and he is doing something about it. The America's Promise Alliance, a group that he founded, has just released a study. And, John, if you had to guess, what would you say is the high school graduation rate in the U.S., like 70, 80, 90%, somewhere around there?
I think it's disturbing. It's probably below 70%, but I wouldn't want to give a figure.
No, you're right. A new survey, this survey put out by America's Promise Alliance, says it's probably more like 50% in many cities.
Wow.
Joining us now to take a look at what's happening in the Chicago area is Carmita Vaughn. She is a chief of staff with the Chicago Public Schools. Good morning, and thanks very much for joining us, Carmita.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So your job really is to help the 400,000 kids in the Chicago system make it through 12th grade. How's that going?
Well, we've seen dramatic results over the past 5 years in terms of increases in our graduation rate, but overall the numbers are still dismal. Our graduation rate in Chicago, our cohort rate is 55%, which means of those students that start with us in ninth grade, roughly half of them will finish within 5 years.
And what are some of the obstacles that you're facing? What's happening, Carmita?
Well, we've spent the past 2.5 years doing a lot of research and situation analysis to figure out exactly what's happening with these students. It's not enough to just say, you know, the percentages, but it's really, we really have to dig into who, finding out who these students are, what's driving them out of school. And what the data is telling us is, first of all, for most of these students, this is not a one-time decision. They don't wake up one morning and decide they want to leave school. It's a slow process that happens over time and sometimes starts as early as middle grades. The students start disengaging from school, absences go up, course grades start to go down. If there's not intense intervention and prevention with those students, then they can just slide through the cracks.
And what does that intervention look like?
For us, we've started, based on our data, we found that a key point of intervention is between the eighth and ninth grades. We find that we lose a lot of students in that ninth grade year. In fact, we were able to identify three leading indicators, which comprehensively equate to 76% of the students who eventually drop out, and we can find those indicators as early as ninth grade. Because of that, we focused on that transition into high school in Chicago. We've done a lot of things around middle grades, but specifically before ninth grade, we have developed a 4-week orientation program for all incoming ninth graders. We found through pilot programs that students who spent a good deal of time in high school prior to coming there were much more likely to be engaged, had far fewer absences, and half the dropout rate of their peers.
Is it a preparation issue, do you think, that people are coming to school unprepared, or is it more a social issue that they're going to the big school with all the big kids and it's really kind of a sensory overload?
You know, I think there are a lot of things. When you talk to students, and we've done a lot of qualitative analysis by going out and doing focus groups, talking to students who are both currently enrolled as well as those who have dropped out, and you find that it's a lot of things. For some students, it is the going from a nurturing elementary environment to a big kind of scary high school where you're expected to behave as an adult and know what to do and when to do it and get your things done on time. For a lot of our students, we in Chicago, just as large urban cities across the world or across the country, are facing a lot of social issues. So these students are struggling getting to school safely. They're struggling with having to work and care for family members, care for children, and have a lot of competing priorities. So if they aren't in environments that are personalized and designed to meet their specific needs and be flexible to what they're needs are, they often find themselves having to make tough choices.
Carmita, the Wall Street Journal reports about some of the fundamental impacts on our economy, for example, citing that the number of dropouts, if you could just cut it in half, would generate about $45 billion annually in new tax revenue for people who are working, assuming that they can get a job. But also that, you know, a high school graduate is the difference between not graduating and graduating is about $300,000 over a lifetime in employment. Is it not a priority of elected officials? Is it a not a priority of some communities, of families? I mean, where is the disconnect of putting pressure on making the system better?
Well, I don't think that it's not a priority. I think it's been a silent epidemic for quite a while. One of the things that came out in the study is that for a number of cities and states, these numbers just had not been reported at the levels that we're seeing now. And it's because we were looking at things like one-year dropout rates, and though that really equates to how many students who started with us in 1 year actually finished that year. And looking at numbers like that can really mask the problem. And because we don't have a national standard for looking at graduation rates and dropout rates, I think the problem has been masked for the past 10, 20 years. So I don't think that it's not a priority. I think now, and in large part based on the work of America's Promise Alliance and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and folks all across the country who are bringing this to the national stage, you're starting to see folks really start to embrace this, look at the issue, drive towards solutions, both at the federal and local levels.
Carmita Vaughn, sounding very hopeful. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Carmita Vaughn is a chief of staff with Chicago Public Schools and describing what potentially is a new chapter in the discussion of public education, particularly high school.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.